Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. Who we talking?
It is what it is.
Peace. What up, family? We are back in the building. This is Brother Kev, also known as Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel, Brother Ghani, and of course, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Montour, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio family. We are back again for another week. Thanks for joining us at Collective Minds. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. We are in building. You know, it's the beginning of October. We're heading into that fourth quarter, trying to end the year strong, you feel me, end the year prosperous, end the year healthy. You feel me? So, yeah, we here, family. You know, we are Collective Minds. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, drop the bomb. What's up, brother?
Make sure Rigel and Brother Kev, that y'all ask the callers for forgiveness. Being so busy last week that they didn't hear y'all voice. They only got a chance to hear my little raggedy voice.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. You know, we are one. But, yeah, we apologize, family, last week.
It is what it is.
We had a lot going on, you know, so we decided to postpone the show and join the family again this week. You know, but we here. You know what I'm saying? We are here. We are back. You know, we want to share constructive dialogue with the family. You know, hopefully get the family to think. You can definitely call us if you have anything that you want to discuss personally or put out there on the table. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, as always, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. Just busy like always. Busy. Only announcement I have right now is to give you a shout out to you a very special birthday. Today is Kev's birthday. So everybody join in and tell me happy birthday. I hope you're having a fabulous time and many, many more.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate that. Appreciate it. And our brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for us?
Yeah, I had a good week. Happy birthday to you, my brother.
Right on.
You know, I know you laid up in an undisclosed location.
Yes, sir.
That's a blessing. You know, hopefully I can be there this time next year.
Indeed.
I had a good week. Everything went well. I'm surprised, though, that I'm just to throw it back to Rigel to give her opportunity to say something about this. She partook in a concert with Charlie Wilson and the Ivies, and I can't believe she didn't say nothing about that concert. So I'm like, Rigel, I'm going to pass it back to you if you want to say something about that. You want to let me know how Charlie got
Oh my. Yeah, well, like Mufasa said, I did have the opportunity. For those that don't know, I have an entertainment company, so sometimes I get the opportunity to work with some great people. And Sunday was one of them. I had two legends, the Ozzy Brothers and Charlie Wilson. And Charlie Wilson, he threw down. I got to give credit to the Ozzy. They're my family. Huh?
Yeah, tell them quit sleeping on Charlie. Tell them quit sleeping on Charlie.
Please stop. Please stop. Just don't do it. Don't do it no more. If you are, wake up immediately because the man is cold. You know, everybody did good. I got to still give good credit to Isaac. That's my family, like, right there. But Charlie, he threw down. He's a nice guy. I had the opportunity to work with this is not my first time working with him, so I worked with him before. And he has a really pleasant spirit about him. But yeah, it was nice. It was nice. If you guys missed it, I know some things floating around the internet about it. So if you're that interested, you know, you can kind of check some things out. But yeah, Charlie threw that.
Yeah. Now, before you take it back, brother Kaya, because I wanted to build on something on what Roger said. We was having a discussion last week, so we're going to ask you, too. To me right now, Charlie Wilson is top pound for pound entertainer. He don't sing, he don't dance, he got the hit, he don't interact with the crowd. And I'm saying young or old. The only person, in my opinion, two people that can hang with him, I give Chris Brown from the younger generation and Patti LaBelle. I think that's the only people that can hang with Charlie right now, myself. And Brother Kev, I don't know if you've seen Charlie perform live before, but if you haven't, you need to. If you have, who would you put up there that's like a great performer, still living, not nobody dead?
Right.
Hands down, top performer that you would want to see or you've recently seen.
Right. I've never seen Charlie Wilson live. I've seen him on TV and whatnot. So I know he does get down. I know live is always a different experience, but I know Charlie gets down. You know, he's going to give you a great show from what I've seen, you know, on TV and whatnot. Now, as far as who he could compete with, I'm not sure because, like you say, the generation gap, you got Chris Brown, you got Usher, you know, in the younger generation. So I'm not sure who you could really, you know, put Charlie Wilson up against, you know. But I know he's going to have you moving and grooving, dancing. He's going to entertain. It's going to be lighthearted. Might crack some jokes in between, but he's going to give you a full show. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I really can't put him up against nobody. I really think, especially as far as, his generation, he's probably untouchable, you know, right there.
Yeah.
He's probably untouchable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, yeah, you just got to give it up, you know, give credit where credit is due. You know, I don't think too many people, you know, in that generation can touch him. I know a lot of older people like Kim, you know, the generation above us, they did Kim, but I don't think he's not going to give you that. His music is good, but he's not going to give you that show like a Charlie Wilson. You know what I'm saying?
No, sir.
Right.
Not
yeah.
Like I say,
yeah,
I can only say, if we just talk about his generation, I'm going to say Patti LaBelle. If we talk about just his generation, the 50 and above crowd is just Charlie. And we used to be, I would say Frankie Beverly and Maze, because they do a fantastic show too. But they ain't on his level no more. He shot up like a rocket. He's steadily growing. Everybody else
right,
is tapering
right.
off. And Cardi just steadily growing. If that man come to your town, wherever you at, I'm telling you, try to go see him live. It's a good thing that he's still alive. We can give him his roses. Because the boy is cold. Mm-hmm. He's cold.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, let's get into it. Yeah, just a quick announcement. It is my B-Day, so I appreciate the shout-outs. And I just want to shout-out to all the Libras. You know, it's your time to shine, get them scales balanced. And like I say, let's end the year strong. You know, it's been a great year, so I wish everyone, you know, a prosperous year ahead, you know, moving forward as we move through Libra season. But shout out to all the Libras, you feel me, to my soul group. So that's my quick announcement. But yeah, family, we are here. This is Collective Minds Radio. We got our brother Mufasa Ra. We got Queen Raiju. I'm Cosmic Kev. And it's a few things that happened this week. I got a few things on the table. But I do want to give a chance for my host to, if y'all want to put something out there, you know, anything that y'all want to, you know, discuss, let's get it. We'll go to Queen Raiju if she got something, and then go to our brother Mufasa Ra.
Okay, let's, I'm going to yield my time to Mufasa.
All right, well, hey, I can't believe it. Queen Raiju is speechless at the moment. It's all good. Well, I got two things on my mind. Two things is on my mind, and I'm sure one of these probably on Brother Kev's mind for sure, too. We didn't get a chance last week to touch base with how y'all feel about what happened on the border with the Haitians. Okay, so didn't touch this. So but how I feel about this is everybody was in an uproar about how the Haitians were whipped and lashed and beaten. It was that video going around showing the cowboys on horses whipping them. And from my studies, I didn't see beatings and whippings. I mean, they were the reins of the horse. You know, even there was a fellow YouTuber who demonstrated how the reins of the horse, you can't even hurt nobody with that. So I think that video was just put out purposely just to try to stir up more racial tension and get black folks to sit tripping. And I think it was uncalled for. First off, I'm going to say, this is Brother Montoya talking. I mean, this is Mufasa Rock talking, same Brother Montoya. Haitian people are Haitian people. I'm black. So what went on down there and with them Haitians, look, I got my own problems to deal with.
It is what it is.
To watch out for black people. I got enough going on. I can't be concerned with foreigners coming into the country. You know, us as black people, we're trying to eat and survive ourselves. So I feel like if I'm stuck in North St. Louis, if I'm stuck trying to build myself up and get my community together, well, the Haiti people should stay where they at in their country and fight to build it back up. That's just my feelings. I know I'm going to catch heat from that, from my brother Montoya's family. I know I'm going to catch heat from that. But I just have to keep it real. That's just how I feel. You know? Stay in Haiti. Worry about Haiti. Worry about Haiti. So that didn't bother me. I wasn't in no uproar about what was going on down there. You know, if you're trying to get into the country, then, hey, you got to come in legally. I mean, what do you expect the Border Patrol to do? They probably outmanned with trying to deal with the problem. They didn't finish the border wall that President Trump was working on. So, what they're supposed to do, just not do nothing, just let the people just come on in the country? They got to do something. So, yeah, their tactics may look a little rough, but they're doing their job. they're doing their job in keeping illegal immigrants out of the country. So that's how I felt about that. My second topic that I wanted to discuss is, of course, and this is a hard one for me, is my
Hold
boy
on,
Robert.
Before you go, before you go there, let's see if we got some on the Haitian stuff, and then we get to the next one. Because I kind of want to chime in. Yeah, I kind of want to chime in on a Haitian, but I'm going to see if Queen Roger got something to say. Go ahead, and then I go.
Okay, well, I mean, basically, I won't even directly respond to Mufasa. I'll let him say that, and I'll just say this. It's not about becoming an uproar for me personally. I wasn't in an uproar myself. However, it's just for me just another note to take. It's just another example of the difference and how dark skin, whether you want to call them black or Haitian, that part don't matter to me. Because I think what the issue is that although the Haitians, you may not want to consider them as black, that's fine, no argument on my end, but they look black. They look just like a black man. And that's why they're getting treated that way. Yeah, they might have been doing their job. Yeah, that YouTuber put out a video that really, in my opinion, holds no weight because I don't really, his opinion and things like that don't hold that much weight with me because I think he's a racist anyway, this particular YouTuber. But anything can be a weapon. So, yeah, although these things are used to guide horses and things like that, I'm pretty familiar with horses. I love horses, and I've rode them plenty of times. Yes, I know what they're used for, but they can be used for different things if a person chooses to try to hit somebody. You can't just say you can't hurt anybody. You can anything can be a weapon. I can hurt you with this box of Clorox that I have. If I hit you hard enough with it, if I use it a certain way, it just still doesn't matter to me, though, either. That ain't even the strongest point. Whether they hurt somebody, whether the picture was blown up to make it seem like they was being treated so cruel, all that has nothing to do with anything to me. It's the fact that now that these people that look black want to come over here, now they want to shut the border down. Before, Biden had, Trump had tried to shut all the borders down, but then Biden was like, nah, come on in. We discussed that, how Biden was just so carelessly inviting people in, the Mexicans. Look how he brought just a school over to Afghanistan. People, they just had a 20-year right. war with these people, and they're bringing them over. But now when it comes to somebody that look like you, whether you want to consider them black right. or not, that doesn't matter. Now we need to do something about the border. This is their job. Send them away. Keep them away. So to me, the point that I took from that is just shows another example of how a dark-skinned, coarse-haired person is being treated when it compares to a different type of person, a color, you might want, or whatever you want to call it.
One quick thing, let me tell you before you go, in response
go
to what Queen Roger said, I'm glad you brought up the difference between Biden and Trump, because poke at all my black folks who love Joe Biden. Now you see what you got yet again. But this is the guy that you love, that you wanted, the savior for black Americans. And you clearly heard how Queen Roger feels, how he handled the Haitian people. It was differently of how he handled lighter skin tone people. So pat yourself on the back for loving on Joe and bringing him in, the savior for black people. But yet again, he continues to stick it to you and screw you right in the backside. And I'll fall back over here.
Yes, and for me with the Haitian immigrants, I mean, Queen Roger pretty much summed it up because a lot of those, you know, my exact sentiments. I kind of feel the same way. You know, my thing is, you know, treat all the immigrants the same. And I think for Black Americans, you know what I'm saying, like any immigrants hurt our community. You know, any immigrants that come in, whether it's European, Afghanistan immigrants, Hispanics, Mexicans, Haitians, whoever, any of those immigrants tend to come over here and undermine Black American communities or whatnot. So I'm not with no immigrants coming over like that. I think, you know, Black Americans got a lot of work that we need to do, you know, and make sure things are good on our end. Then we can start welcoming the diaspora, as they say. But we don't need Haitians coming over here that's go side with white supremacy, that's going to be talking about what about Chicago, what about black on black crime. We don't need those type of Haitians or, you know, people that are considered black coming over here trying to undermine our fight against the system. But that's how I see it. And Queen Wright is right. It also shows the discrepancy of how black immigrants are treated compared to the Mexican immigrants. And the other point I took from this is just imagine if Trump was in office when this happened. And we know Trump is all about the border and about the wall, but they would have gave Trump such a hard time. They would have been calling him all type of racist. He would have been to blame.
That's right.
But yet when you got Biden doing this, nobody says anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, they want to blame the border control. Mm-hmm. They want to blame the people on the horses and whatnot. But no, if Biden's in charge or who's ever in charge, they should take the blame. But I don't see Biden being called a racist. I don't see his administration being called out. You know what I'm saying? And this is just a headline from an actual post, actual article that was in the Washington Post. And it says, Haitian migrants thought Biden would welcome them. Now deported to Haiti, they have one mission, to leave again. So that article shows you Biden promised this, oh, I'm a friend to the black people. I'm a friend of this, a friend of that. But when it came down to the get down, he made the decision to deport them back to Haiti. You know, right or wrong, you can't agree with it or whatnot, but this is what you're getting with. And again, if Trump was in office, they would have used that opportunity to call him all type of racist and just, you know, the smear campaign. But we don't see none of that against Biden. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, I'm not with no immigrants or migrants coming over here in large numbers like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it undermines us. So I'm just not with it at this point. And then remember, a couple of weeks ago, we had a caller call in, and he made some good points as well, you know, as far as, you know, this ain't nobody's earth, but we do have to play that game where people should be able to travel freely and move around, but that's not the world we live in. Ideally, I get what the caller was saying, but that's not the world we live in. We have borders, we have rules, and we have things set in place. My thing is just apply those rules to everyone. Don't give European migrants and refugees or Afghan refugees, don't give them special treatment, but then you got a problem with the Haitians coming through. You know, so, you know, that's just my thing. I digress. Yeah, I digress. If you want to respond, brother, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, don't be showing that favor to them.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yes, indeed. So, family. Hit us up. We're going to get to the call lines in a second. The number is 929-477-1697. And what was the other thing you wanted to touch on, my brother?
I got to see how y'all feeling about old Robert.
Kelly. Oh, yeah. That was on my list. Kelly. Yes, indeed. That was on my list.
Oh, Kelly. So I'll let you kick it off, brother Kelly.
Okay, let me just start this. We're talking about R. Kelly, right? This is another article from the Washington Post. I just want to read a couple paragraphs, and then we can go in. The title of the article is called R. Kelly Found Guilty on All Federal Charges in Sex Trafficking and Racketeering Trial. Now, you got to be careful with these headlines. You know, some of them can be misleading. But I'm going to read, you know, just a couple paragraphs of this article from the Washington Post by Sonia. In the landmark conclusion to the most high-profile trial to arise from the music industry in the Me Too era, a jury found R. Kelly guilty on 9 federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges. The verdict was announced Monday in the Brooklyn courthouse for the Eastern District of New York. The disgraced R&B singer, 54, faces 10 years, the mandatory minimum, to life in prison for the charges related to nearly 30 years worth of allegations that he physically and sexually abused women and minors. The verdict, following 5 weeks of often harrowing testimony from 50 witnesses, arrived swiftly on the second day of jury deliberations. Kelly was found guilty on one count of racketeering, a charge that is often levied in organized crime cases, and 8 of violating the Mann Act. The Mann Act, which is aimed at curbing sex trafficking. He still faces additional federal charges of sexual assault and abuse in Illinois. Now, for me, I feel like he was railroaded, because people online and people who, you know, just going with the narrative, they're talking about, oh, he was convicted on pedophilia. He's a pedophile. He's convicted of rape. He's a rapist. But none of these charges are for those particular crimes. There's no pedophile charge or there's no rape charge. And the thing is, they got him on racketeering charges, which they said in this article is usually for, like, organized crime, mob things, kind of like a conspiracy or RICO charge. So they basically got him on the testimonies of all these people to put it together like it was some type of conspiracy or racketeering thing. So that raises flags, because if the man was a pedophile and a rapist, why don't you convict him on that? But no, you have to use these RICO laws and these other things just to convict this man. Now, I pull this up too because I don't know if y'all remember, but we actually did a broadcast on the Surviving R. Kelly show, which aired in January of 2019, right? So here we are 2 years later, and he was actually convicted based on that TV show, right? This man was supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but he was actually found guilty in the court of public opinion based on a TV show. Now, how crazy is that? You go to jail because of a TV show that was put out, and right after that, you start getting these charges. They start finding people to come out, and then next thing you know, you in trial. Next thing you know, you in jail. Next thing you know, they didn't deny bail. All off of a TV show, and I think they did a two-part series on it. So, you know, I've stated this before, like, I'm not a huge R. Kelly fan. Like, I think he made great music, but I think he may have done some questionable things in the past. But my thing is, don't railroad him. Use the same justice you use for everybody else. If this man was a rapist and a pedophile, why can't you convict him on those charges, right? But when you use racketeering and conspiracy charges and RICO and the Mann Act and all this other stuff that you just piling in, it seems to me as if you're railroading this brother. And with Bill Cosby, this is my last thing. Bill Cosby also came out and spoke on behalf of R. Kelly, saying that he think that R. Kelly was railroaded as well, right? So we just got to be careful at, you know, supporting these type of things, because if they use this for R. Kelly, they can use this down the line on other people, right? So I'm just not with it. I think he was railroaded. If he did some foul things, convict him on that. don't go reaching for these other things to try to get this brother convicted and make an example out of him and basically being, you know, a straight black man. I feel like they really wanted it in for him. But I digress. People need to look at the actual court case and see exactly what he was convicted of. There was no rape charge. There was no pedophilia charge. It was the Mann Act, and you can look that up, and it was one count of racketeering, which is usually reserved for organized crime. They trying to make it seem like he had just an organized sex ring of women and minors and things like that, when the evidence doesn't really support that. You just have a lot of witnesses that came out and said the same thing. And we know that Gloria Allred is behind this case, and we know that she's a suspected racist that really just goes after a lot of black men. And she represented a lot of the people, she represented a lot of people against Bill Cosby and R. Kelly, this Gloria Allred woman. So we know where her get down is. And I feel like you feel me? Yeah, I digress. I pass the mic. You feel me? Yeah, I don't know if you want to chime in, Roger, about young Allred facing 10 years to life.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm not surprised. I saw it coming. I knew it was going to happen, you know, but I can definitely right to that that BET series, Surviving R. Kelly, you know. It was definitely after that. And, I don't know. Wow. You heard that?
Wow is right. Yeah, I just heard it. Wow is right. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
You know, what? Like you said, they are going to continue to use different methods like that. You know, different methods like that to, you know, get the people who they vote. You know, because the ones that they don't want, Elvis Presley, when they do things like that, you know, they're not interested in using, you know, certain tactics. So, you know, it is what it is. I already know what it is.
Yep. And, yeah, like I say, Gloria Allred, who is the attorney that represented a lot of the accusers, yeah, she's known for that. You know, she's known for just going after black men and doing her thing. But with this case, I feel like the brother was railroaded. If they had strong evidence of him doing other things, raping women and all this stuff, then they should have convicted him on that. He should have been charged with rape. But again, there were no charges of rape, no charges of pedophilia. He was acquitted back in the day with the sex tape. You know, he was acquitted by a jury for the sex tape. So,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. They railroading the brother, in my opinion, but
yeah, they did.
You know, what can
you
do? But we
I didn't get a chance to hear.
No, I say we did see this coming though.
Yeah, and I didn't get a chance to hear Drea's response. His ex-wife. I didn't get a chance to hear her response, but I know she did respond to his, you know, his plea. What his charge was and his conviction.
Right. Right. Yeah, she did. She was going around doing interviews and speaking and whatnot. But again, they make an example out of R. Kelly.
I'm devastated.
Let's get it, brother.
You ain't devastated. You sleep.
I'm devastated.
You ain't devastated. You sleep.
I'm asleep. I am devastated. I'm hurt. I'm wide awake.
So devastated you just. And it knocked you out.
I am wide awake. I don't know what Queen Rice is talking about. I am wide awake.
I let the playback speak for me.
Whatever you was hearing, don't mean that was me. See?
See, I'm on trial. I'll let the playback
speak for me. Now I'm on trial. Now I'm on trial. See that? Just because you heard it, don't make it me. Don't make it me. Hey, so listen. My boy, like you said, was railroaded. I was really hoping for the best through this whole ordeal with Robert, but it's finally sinking in that, you know, he done. He a two-piece. You know, they're going to lock my boy up and throw away the key. It's unfortunate that whatever demons he was battling, you know, because I'm not never saying he was full of anything in this, but I do acknowledge that it was more involved. Like I said on our other shows we did in the past, parents got away with a lot. And to me, it's unfortunate that you getting one person where there was other adults involved in this and nothing's being done about it. These people, parents, some of them are wrong, but some of these parents should have been hit up with something. Like, they're negligent, however you want to call it. But take your child out like that is a dang old thing. So I hate that some of these parents ain't getting hemmed up. But, I feel bad for my boy. That was my guy. Big Bull, perfect, immaculate music collection. I'll still be bumping his music because he in jail for committing a crime. His music is not. His music didn't create no crime. So I'm going to still bump the music. People just going to be mad at me. But, I'm feeling kind of bad for old Robert.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I mean, and it's still not over. Like, he was found guilty in that sense, and he still got some federal charges, I believe. That's going to take place in Chicago. Yeah, it's not looking good for the brother. I don't think he's going to see the light of day, unfortunately, unless he can, you know, some type of technicality, he may be able to get off on, but it's not looking good for the brother. It's not looking good. And, we'll get to the call line. I don't think so either. They denied his bail and whatnot, so he's been sitting in prison for a minute, you know, so. It is what it is, I guess. If you're just joining us, family, we'll get to the call lines here in a second. I did want to touch on the jab, as they say, the Jabberwockies, the candy. It seems like they're coming down on the NBA players. I know Kyrie Irving saying he's not getting a vaccine. They talking about, you know, docking his pay or he might not be able to play home games and whatnot. Also, LeBron James came out, I believe, earlier this week, and he stated, which I respect his stance, he stated that he got the vaccine. However, he's not with forcing other people to get it or mandating the vaccine for everyone. He just made that decision for him and his family, which I think that's fair. You know what I'm saying? He's not pushing it on nobody. He's just saying, this is what I did. And others should have, you know, the same freedom to make the choices as they seem fit as well. But I know with the NBA, a lot of players was bucking against the vaccine. This one guy who played for, I believe, Golden State, Andrew Wiggins, he decided to get vaccinated after, you know, basically saying he wasn't going to get it. He plays with the Golden State Warriors. He has been vaccinated, and it seems like they're coming down on folks. So I don't know how the NFL is handling it. Maybe Brother Mufasa could let us know how the NFL is handling the vaccine. But when it comes to the NBA, you know, I think they're coming down to where they want to get all their players vaccinated. But maybe you can shed some light on the NFL, brother, or if you heard anything.
What you saying? It's the same. They're trying to force them to all take it too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going through the exact same thing.
Okay, okay. Yeah, and that's pretty deep. I mean, you know.
And you just reminded me of something, too, just to throw this out there real quick, speaking of football. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about that show, I Am Athlete, before, that
right.
a couple of football players could put together on YouTube, Brandon Marshall or Cat Ocho Cinco. Oh, man, what's the other brother's name? Two other brothers. Their names getting by me right now. But anyway, y'all can check that out. I Am Athlete on YouTube. They just did a show a couple of days ago with Dez Bryant that was it was touching. He was talking about all the things he went through coming up and how his mother had him when she was 13. Yeah, it was an emotional show. So y'all should check that out. I like to see brothers together like that.
Yeah, it's Brandon Marshall, Chad Johnson, Fred Taylor, and Channing Crowder. That's on the podcast.
It's a good podcast, it really is.
Yeah, so, they coming down hard. They still pushing the jab, even though they say the numbers are going down or they hitting a plateau or whatnot. It seems like they're still trying to push the jab. They're trying to get the kids to take it. But it seems like a lot of the so-called propaganda, kind of from what I'm seeing, is slowing down. I don't really watch the news or regular TV that much, but it seems like the propaganda may be slowing down a little bit, but correct me if I'm wrong, family.
You know, Brother Kev, I went through this with my employer, and I don't know if I said this 2 weeks ago on the show, but just in case, I'm going to bring it up again. That they killed me trying to, and I'm the only one basically in my department that's not vaccinated. And everybody looking at me sideways. And like I said, let me just ask y'all this. If all y'all in here vaccinated, can you still catch COVID, yes or no? And they was like, yes, you can. And so I'm like, okay, so whether you had it, having it or not, you can still catch it. You can still spread it, right? Yes, I said, so that being the case, because y'all trying to get me to do mandatory testing every week, I feel like we all should be tested. Everybody should be tested. Because whether I'm here or not, let's say I quit, whatever, y'all still can catch COVID and spread COVID. Because, you know, like I said, they was trying to make me do mandatory testing every week. Ever since I said that, so far, they done left me alone. They ain't came to me about no testing. So either they just tired of me putting up a fight, or like you say, it's just the propaganda is kind of wearing off, so one or the other. But
right.
I just be hitting them with common sense.
I mean, that's the best thing, common sense, and ask questions. You got to make it make sense. So I seen a post that say the vaccinated needs to be protected from the unvaccinated by getting a vaccine that doesn't protect the vaccinated. Right, that's kind of confusing, but that's basically what they're telling us. You know, if you unvaccinated, you got to get vaccinated to protect the vaccinated from something that the vaccine don't protect. It gets real confusing, basically. You just got to make it make sense, family. Make it make sense. That's it, family. Put a few things out there on the table. Hit us up. We about to hit the call lines. The number is 929-477-1697. And, hit us up. Let us know what you're talking about, family. What's on your mind?
Okay, so y'all ready to go to the call lines?
Yeah. Roger, you ready?
We can happen. All right. Let's see. Area code 314-381. You on Collective Minds?
Wait a minute. Who's controlling the board today? You, Mustafa?
Yeah, I'm just I'm just bringing you on, brother. That's all. I just wanted to bring
Hallelujah.
You on. Hallelujah.
Hey, look, let me say this. Whoever was responsible for all the traffic jams around St. Louis last week, or we couldn't have a show, I had a lot of good things to talk about. We need to call them out.
Yes, sir. We're
bringing the hill.
Come on.
Bringing the Hiccup Brothers to town and all that. Traffic jams.
Come on,
hear
this up,
brother. What you got for us?
Tell us what was on your mind.
What you got
for us?
Well,
here's the thing. Well, you know, you talk about the Mann Act. Chuck Berry was charged with the Mann Act. Jack Johnson was charged with the Mann Act.
That's true. That's true.
When you be transporting women across border state lines, then you stand a chance to be charged with the Mann Act.
Right.
And all the stuff that R. Kelly is accused of, you know, R. Kelly was illiterate. Couldn't read and couldn't write. All these people can't be lying. So the man is going to have to serve the consequences for whatever he done. And you talk about the NBA players having to take the shot. Well, I want to know this. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said that the owner should fire any NBA player that don't take the shot. Did you read
that? I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did say that.
Uh-huh. Well, where is the outcry? Roger, where is the outcry? But when Donald Trump said that the owners should fire anybody that don't stand for the national anthem, oh, baby, he was called everything. Kareem is a racist, right? Donald Trump was a racist when he said something likewise. I mean, Mustafa, can you feel me? Can you feel me, Mustafa?
I feel you, bro. You know, I feel you. Especially when we talking about the dime.
Yeah, it's racist. He was racist, saying that they should get fired. That's the same thing Trump said about the players kneeling. The owner should fire him. Come on, Kevin. Hey, another thing too,
man.
Here's another thing. And you talk about these shots. Y'all know Cleo Willis? You don't heard
of
that. You know Cleo Willis. You know Prisoner of Love, right? Used to call in on Onion Harden show. Cleo Willis used to be an activist, protest with Anthony Shaheed, helping shut down MetroLink and all, a whole bunch of that. Well, he took the shots. Mm-hmm. And I called him last week, and he had a stroke.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And he's got...
He had
his
what?
Voice. He had a stroke. His speech is slurred. Prisoner had a stroke. Now, I don't know if he took the shot. I don't know what. But I called him, and I said, how you doing, Prisoner? I said, I ain't feeling well. I said, what's wrong? He said, I had a stroke. But I didn't get into those details.
Right.
So now at home. You know somebody who had the shots and they had a stroke. Zaki Baruti. Now, I don't think he had any complications, but he was damn near about dead. And guess who came in? What color the doctor was came and rescued him? A white man.
Wait a minute. Zaki Baruti was hospitalized for COVID?
Yeah.
Really?
And he wasn't vaccinated. He hadn't been vaccinated, though, had he?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. I talked to him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How's he doing now? How's he doing?
I think he's doing better. But he said he was about ready to check out. But like I said, all these guys who... hollering by police brutality and white supremacists and everything. It is a white doctor that recommended him to take that one medicine that when you go to the hospital, they won't give it to you. And I can't think of the name of that stuff.
So are you trying to say that all white people ain't bad? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, well, they bad until you need them.
that.
Roger,
well, I mean, they,
oh, man. Help me.
They got a job to do.
All right, here's another thing. Haitians. This stuff about Haitians being mistreated because they got black skin is a bunch of cool, crazy stuff, man. That Haitian that you took the picture, they took the picture of, he wasn't complying. You can see in the picture, he wasn't complying. And we have a epidemic of black males that don't want to comply in cases of authority. I ain't saying it all, but a whole lot of them. And why come he wasn't complying? Well, the picture tells it. He was bringing food and probably fruit into the United States. He had it in his hand. You cannot do that. You cannot bring food and fruits and plants and items into the United States because they stand a chance of having pests of other pathogens that would wreak havoc in the U.S. agriculture industry and the livestock industry. So if you're going to go to Mexico and buy some food, stay in Mexico and eat it. When I tried to bring some stuff into the country a couple of times, I was coming through France, change over to coming to the United States. I had some bottles of stuff. The French customs took it because my name wasn't on it as a prescription. When I came through JFK in New York, from Ghana, I had some avocados. Ghana's avocados is as big as grapefruits. I had six of them, I think. And I didn't declare on the slip of paper that you give you to fill out just before you come into U.S. airspace. You just have to fill out this declaration, which indicates the amount of money you have, what else you have, and where you've been. Ask you, have you been around livestock? Have you been around animals? Have you been around vegetation? Are you carrying anything of that nature? How much money you got? If you don't indicate truthfully, and when you come into that airport, as you claim your luggage, dog come up there and sniff it and get to acting. Yeah, we got one. And they open it up and they find something in your luggage that you didn't declare, you in trouble. They do that to everybody. You are in trouble. If you've been around livestock, they would take you in a room, not all the time, but they would take you in a room and they would fumigate your butt. Some cases severely, they have made people take their clothes off. And they will laundry them right there. Shampoo your hair, clean your fingernails, and also fumigate your shoes. Because the pathogens that you carry after being around the livestock can get loose here in this country and affect United States livestock industry, causing you to pay more for your pork chops and your hamburgers. And that would make you mad. So that's why come they rough, and they should be. Another point too, Kevin. Why are you taking all these people out of Haiti? Why are they taking all these people out? Why are they letting these people come out of Haiti like that? 60,000 soldiers. Where were they at all this time? Why come they didn't stay where they were at? That's the whole idea about a refugee that's escaping or trying to get away from some dire condition. And these men, looking at them, these big, healthy, strong men could pick Roger up and carry across the threshold, they should be home helping to clean up and straighten things out.
Hilarious.
And then, Kevin, you be complaining about brain drain. Well, you keep taking enough people out of their country. Is that not equivalent to brain drain, letting them come out the way they are? And what happens when the population drops down and somebody like a France friends move in there and start taking over. Then we'd be bitching about that. So anyway, all that stuff is never mentioned. It's just the rough stuff. And that's just not right. All right. I said enough for last week. And the Isley Brothers mix up. And this week, too.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you. Appreciate
and let me step you. Out the door before you slam it, Roger. Come on now.
Get off my line.
I'll see y'all.
All right,
okay,
peace. Right on. Peace, peace, peace. But no, I think he was kind of saying what Brother Mufasa was saying as far as the Haitian immigrants. Trying to
exactly.
Turn,
that's
trying
why
to
I said, get
thing.
Off my land with all them men.
Yep. That's where we at. Hey. Be up on them people. Like he said, they should have been compliant. You know, there's an epidemic of people who don't want to comply with authority. You know, you don't want to do what you're told. But then when they get on your head, you go to screaming, stop. So why don't you just do what they ask? And you wouldn't go through all this. Just comply. If you're not going to comply, then take it like a man or a woman. You know,
turn,
act like you ain't gonna comply, and then get all cowardly when they cut you up. Come on, man. Should have stayed in Haiti. This would none of that stuff would have been going on. Should have stayed in Haiti. Stayed in your own country. At least you got a country. You know what I'm saying? At least you got a country to fight for. Look at our plight. Like for real. What is the black man's country? Is it America?
Yeah.
Are y'all American? Roger and Kale, do y'all, are y'all American? So when I ask you that, meaning when you call yourself that, if you gonna claim it, then you gotta go ahead and always claim it.
No, I'm not going to all the way claim America and its policies, but I think this is my homeland. You know, I feel like this is my homeland.
You're not going to call yourself American. But you're not going to call yourself
American.
Well,
I am American. No, I am an American based on, if that's the name of this homeland, this is my homeland. So I'm an American, but I don't. No, I just don't agree. Right, I'm an American. I just don't agree. You say who gave it that name?
I'm looking at, who gave it? Did the oppressors give it that name? America?
Yeah, from what my understanding.
So I wouldn't claim it. That's why you get so many, you know, the brothers and sisters just, you know, using, for example, in the nation, you take who dropped their slave name. You just drop it because you don't want to be a part of nothing that came from the oppressor. So even though, you know, on paper, you property of this place, but you ain't got to claim it. You still ain't got to claim that you're in America. You can just say you're an indigenous person. Or, you know, you could call this place some other name. I'm an American.
Right, whatever it is, this is. I feel like this is my homeland.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. I'm with you on that. If this is your homeland, I'm just saying I wouldn't carry the name. That's just how you know how I feel personally. I wouldn't carry the name. Yes, I'm an American as a black person.
Right, right. You're not gonna catch me.
We all know the history.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to catch me waving American flags and doing all that. However, you know, we do live in this country. We are, quote unquote, classified as citizens. We do pay taxes. You know, all that stuff adds up to us being quote unquote Americans.
By
you know,
force.
Even though we know we're not treated, yeah, it's by force, and we may not be treated the same as other folks in some instances. But at the end of the day, I feel like this is my homeland. This is where I'm at. And I just don't agree with the political ideologies of the American political system, if that makes sense. I don't agree with the foreign policy, or I don't agree with the domestic policy. So I got to separate myself from that and say I'm not with what America does abroad or how it treats its citizens. But, you know, I am, quote unquote, an American, you know. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. It's a struggle, you know what I mean? It's an identity crisis, but we are indigenous to this land as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
You
so say just real quick before you go on, because the way I was going there with that is Haitians, y'all can say y'all Haitian, and you got a spot. You from Haiti. Fix your homeland.
Mm-hmm.
You fought for it before. Fought
right.
for it before. Fight for it again. You know,
right, right.
Don't believe.
Yeah.
Stand and fight or stand and or die. Don't run.
Right, right.
Fight, fight. You might win. You might win. But don't run. I mean, let's just say, don't run. Stand
yeah,
and fight.
They and black people are the majority in Haiti. There's more black Haitians than anybody. So you would think, you know, that they can stand there and fight. And change, you know. Yeah, but it's a lot going on politically in Haiti. You know, they try to undermine them financially, and they have these natural disasters and whatnot. So I get it, but I understand what you're saying too. Yeah, you try to make your homeland better. Get to work. And especially don't go over here and try to undermine black people and start get to calling us names. You know, what we not doing and whatnot. No, you could be at home fixing your homeland. You know, so. But, you know, it is what it is. If you're just joining us, family, this is Collected Minds Radio. We are in the building. I'm Cosmic Kev. You just heard our brother Mufasa Ra. You heard Queen Raiju. And we got to our first caller, Mr. Pianki, who's an alumni of the show. Shout out to him. Y'all want to get to the call lines, or did y'all have something else y'all want to put out there?
Right, you back, or you let's see if we still got a second caller. See if we got area code 319-572. You want Collective Mind? What's your question or your comment?
Hey. I'm surprised no one brought up the stunt they pulled on The View.
Well, what happened? What you say, Carl?
They
again.
I said I'm surprised you guys, no one's mentioned anything about the stunt they pulled on The View to accommodate.
Oh, what happened? Come on.
Okay. So it's the only two people of ethnic differences. Or told that they had COVID, and well, they was pulled off. They came back and claimed it was COVID. But it was a false positive. But Kamala Harris was supposed to be getting interviewed, and they've been waiting and waiting to get to her. And I think they pulled that stunt so Kamala Harris could work out of her way out of anything that them two white ladies asked. But because them two ladies was going to hold her butt accountable. But, and then of course, I agree, she stay over in Haiti. But a lot of the people that are coming up here have already been over here, have already been in Mexico and Guatemala and all them areas, and they just now starting to come up this way. But no, they do need to go home and rebuild their shit. And maybe the United States needs to help them rebuild their country.
Right, right. right, right.
You know, you help everybody else, help them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not totally against that. But the money they dishing out, like, they just gave billions of dollars to the Afghan refugees.
But what's going on in Haiti is with the money thing is there was so much corruption in the government that the money never really changed hands. The top ranking people are like, oh yeah, they're giving us billions of dollars, we're gonna keep this and we're not gonna, you know. Oh, you want a building permit? Well, I tell you what, you're gonna have to pay me such and such, and I'll go in and say okay. That kind of shit. That is what they're dealing with. But I'm just gonna go ahead and I just want to get y'all thought about the view incident.
Okay. I vaguely heard about that. But yeah, it sounds like a stunt they was pulling where she didn't want to go through with the interview for whatever reason. And but that do go back to the point with these tests. The tests be giving off false positives and false negatives. Like one day you take the test, you're positive. The next day you take it, you're negative. So it's just too much going on where it's not precise and, it's not giving you a clear reading of what you got. You know what I'm saying? It's just giving out whatever it feel like on that day. So, this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with tests that give out false negatives and false positives. We're dealing with a virus that has a high percentage, high survival rate, and they want you to get vaccinated up to protect you from that. For what? You know? For what?
Thanks, caller, for calling in. I appreciate it.
Right
on, caller. Yeah, let's move on. Area code 314-616. Caller, you're on with Collect Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, how's everyone doing this evening?
Oh, we doing
Thank
well.
You.
Peace,
morning.
Brother. How you doing?
All right, yeah. First and foremost, I want to say happy solar return to my brother, Cosmic.
Facts. Appreciate
but,
it.
Man, you guys, especially Cosmic, man, you guys are sounding like agents of white supremacy when it comes to the Haitians. I thought that Dr. Khalid Muhammad said that Africa's our tone and the world's our home. I also thought that, you know, that slaves like Nat Turner were trying to get to Haiti, you know. So I think that we have to stop looking at these people as immigrants. When we use those terms, it just shows us that we identify with our enemy, because how can any melanated person be an immigrant of anything when we're indigenous to the whole planet?
Right.
As far as the R. Kelly thing, you know, here we have more trumped up charges. I don't, you know, I love his music, but as far as what he's doing, I don't think it's any indifferent from what's going on in Hollywood, period. And when you look at these charges that he's facing, I mean, racketeering charges is usually associated with people that are like mob bosses. And
exactly.
I ask you all the time, if this is racketeering, show me the people that are on a docket with him. Because if he's doing this trafficking, there has to be a business operation by definition. But see, when you try to identify with white supremacy, you find yourself making sense out of nonsense. And then you hit him with the Mann Act. As far as I know, that was a term that was created like in 1910 or something, and it was pretty much targeting black men that had sex with white women. And I know the boxer Jack Johnson, he was hit with the Mann Act. But what's crazy is they charged him for something that he allegedly did a year before it was even a law. So it just shows you how frivolous these charges are. And like you guys were saying earlier, if it's about, you know, pedophilia or something like that, then we need to, you know, put those allegations on them. But we also need to get those parties that are responsible, whether it was artists that made music with them or whatever. But, I mean, when you look at R. Kelly collectively, I said a lot of time, it's easy to make the black man the villain. But when you look at, into his history, you're dealing with a man that's been molested as a child, and you're dealing with a man whose daughter's living as a man. So there's a lot of family trauma associated with that individual. I really think that once it goes to the appeals court, that a lot of this stuff is going to be overturned based on what you're charging him with, the same way it was with Cotton. But that's just my opinion. I'm not saying that he hasn't done anything wrong, but just based on the charges that you're, convicting him of, I think that it'll be overturned in convictions court.
Right, right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. And just to go a little deeper just to go a little deeper with the Mann Act, right? The Mann Act was a racialized law that came into effect in 1910, like the caller said. But the Mann Act is also known as the White Slave Traffic Act, and it's a federal law that criminalizes the transportation of any woman or girl for the purpose of prostitution or debauchery or any other immoral purpose. And that's what they hit R. Kelly with. He got 8 counts of violating the Mann Act. And like the one caller said, Mr. P, they hit Jack Johnson with that act, and they hit Chuck Berry with that act. So this was a racialized law that was really aimed at black men having sex with white women, and if they traveled or crossed state lines, they could hit them with this act. And this is the same act from 1910 that they hit R. Kelly with in 2021. So that right there goes to show, how they're using these laws and these, different acts to railroad him. I just wanted to touch on that. And now as far as the Haitian thing go, because the caller mentioned the Haiti thing, I do consider Haitians, our brothers and sisters. And they have a rich history, They did a lot as far as in the Western Hemisphere. But at the same time, when it comes to them, coming over here and supporting our causes and fighting against the system, I don't know if I see a whole bunch of that. Haitians, they kind of stick to their own community. They stick to their own thing, and they do their own thing. They understand that. A lot of them do. I'm not going to say all, but a lot of them understand that when they come over here, they don't look at themselves as black. They identify as Haitian. And they don't consider themselves black in a lot of instances. And, as far as the Pan-African thing, black people in America are only people that really push that. We the only people that really push the Pan-African theme, but that's no longer because they're not doing it in Africa. They're really not doing it in the Caribbean. So where does that leave us with the Pan-African movement, Go ahead, brother. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said that's how I just feel the same way.
We like the only people that's pushing that, but it's not reciprocated. From what I see, it's not reciprocated. It's not they in Africa waving the red, black, and green. You don't see that in the Caribbean where they waving the red, black, and green. It's tribalism in a lot of countries. But, yes, they are our distant brothers and sisters, They are distant cousins, but we got to take care of ourselves as far as black Americans, and I feel like we can lead the way as far as the diaspora go. But I don't think we should have people just coming off here eating off us, and then they undermine us at the same time. And that goes for whoever. You know what I'm saying? It's time for black Americans, I think, to circle our wagons and look out for each other first. Like when you're on a plane, they say put the mask on yourself first. We need to look out for each other first, and then we can help those in the diaspora. But for a long time, we've been doing the heavy lifting, and ain't nobody had our back. So that's kind of where I was at with it. But I digress. You feel me? I don't know if y'all want to put something out there. We might could grab one more call or what y'all want to do.
Yeah. All right, are we taking any more calls? I guess not. So, yeah.
It's not. Okay. Yeah, we can get ready to wrap it up. We are, you know, down to the last 15 minutes here. You got anything you want to put out there?
Fossil? Yeah, I do. Matter of fact, I do got one other story that I hadn't brought up. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up now, though, just something to keep an eye on. Because, of course, y'all know I'm a fan of football. And we got a young black quarterback by the name of Deshaun Watson, who is the quarterback for the Houston Texans. And, you know, he got some sexual allegations going on with him.
Right.
The part that made me raise my eyebrow is, all right, because this is an exceptional young talent. He's a good quarterback. And everything was going good until last year when he started to demand a trade. And then when he demanded the trade, then all of a sudden out of the blue, there come these accusations. Saying that when he go get his massages, he's flirting and then asking the women basically, you know, for favor, coming on too, you know, hard on him. And I'm like, did that really happen, or is that just the organization's way of getting him so bound up where he can't go nowhere else? He can't get traded to another place. Like, you basically gonna be stuck here. You're going to play for us, or you're going to get dirt thrown on your name. We're going to destroy your career. Who knows? But whether it's that or law forbid he is a part of these accusations are true. I hope they're not. I'm just noticing that a lot of black men are getting attacked here lately and getting hit with these type of charges. So what is it? Or is it something that is true when the smoke does fire? Or is it just another way that, you know, black men are under assault? You know, what is it?
Right. Yeah, I think with that Deshaun, now is he still playing for the Texans, or they released him?
No, he ain't released. He's still with the team, and he can't play with this situation going. So I think he's like on some type of suspension, I guess, until they get through it, all the legal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just send back waiting.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of remember hearing about it, and from what I was hearing, it does seem like they kind of, they got some type of vendetta against them, and they bringing up some false charges or whatnot. But what I've read and what I've seen in the past, it don't seem like there's a lot of, lot of evidence to support him what they saying he was doing or whatnot. So I don't think it's legit. Huh?
So with that story, it was, you know, black women who brought that up to the forefront. I was like, dang. I saw one of the young ladies who she was telling her story on. She was getting interviewed and telling the story of what happened. And I was like, I don't know. You seem like, I don't want to say she is, but she just seemed like the type that could be bribed for some money. She's going to help put some dirt on this dude.
Right.
You can't say these days what a person will or won't do. And I don't like to be, you know, blaming victims or what it, you know, somebody really legitimately is a victim. You know, I don't like to downplay that, but still, I know how some women can be. You know, they can.
Yeah, I mean, if it's something there, you know, and a brother did, then, you know, by all means, he needs to be charged. But if these are false allegations, you're just trying to get a bag or get some money or smear a name because the brother didn't call you back or whatever the case is, like, you know, let's not do that. You know, let's not do that. So let's see how it play out. If you got the evidence to support your claim, then, you know, it is what it is. But from what I've seen,
I don't think they had no evidence. I think a lot of it is just bitterness and anger. You know, unfortunately, you know, you just have all different types of people that is just driven and controlled by their flesh, you know, greed and opportunity and just all kind of things. And they'll do things. You know, you guys heard the saying, live by the gun, die by the gun. Or live by the sword, die by the sword. So basically,
right,
if these are the things that even, just using R. Kelly as an example, if he's interested in these types of freaky things, then he's going to unfortunately open himself up to be amongst certain types of individuals, you know? And
right.
So whether, you know, he didn't have probably some pure desires himself and follow through with it, but he wasn't alone on this. You know, all parties involved to me seem like, you know, they all should have something, some type of recourse as it goes to the whole case. You know, the parents, the children, you know, so everybody seems like they should walk away doing something in regards to this, whether it's counseling, whether it's restitution, you just, whatever. Because I don't think anybody is innocent in this. I don't see them as victims, and I can be wrong, but the parents, I think they were looking for an opportunity, and it seemed like they pushed their daughters out to have an opportunity, regardless of what that could look like. They just like here. They wanted to roll the dice and take the risk. They allowed him to be in their daughter's presence without them. That's not cool. That's not smart. That's not smart judgment. And I think they did that because they had an underlying desire that they was trying to fulfill that really didn't have nothing to do with their daughter's safety. It was more so, hey, try to get it. Try to get it. And it seemed like from what I heard of the case that some of the parents was plotting. Then you have the one case when the young girl say she met him outside or at the mall, her and her friend. She claimed she was pursuing music, but when you have an opportunity to go meet with R. Kelly, you don't bring a manager. You don't bring a parent. What you say? What did they say they did? She went over her friend's house and got her makeup done. She didn't go him in a business manner. So what was the truth? You know, what was really in the forefront for you? The other young girl who was going to the courtroom, the courthouse, standing outside. You know, so it's like you have to really check the agendas of these people. Like, what is really going on? I think with R. Kelly's situation, I think it's more of a spiritual battle. I think it's always been a spiritual battle with him. He's a very spiritual person, but like everybody else, he's human and he falls short. So yeah, he probably all those spiritual, you know, he just probably just battled with demons and some things that he wasn't able to overcome. They got the best of him. You know, so this fight, this his struggle. So if it landed him in jail, it landed him in jail. I just think that other men that's doing the same thing should also face the same consequences.
Right. That's,
you know,
a fact.
Because he's not the only one. Don't just point him out. You know, point them all out. Other men should face the same consequences. Don't just be a hypocrite. You know, that's my thing about the whole case.
Right. Yes, indeed. I feel that too. You know what I'm saying? But it's unfortunate they got him. They convicted him in the public. And a lot of people just like, yeah, he needs to go to jail and do this and that. So That's where we stand right now.
He said that he believed that they want him locked up and never to come out because they want to hinder his music and his messages and his music. He said they know that he have the ability to reach people, and that's what they're trying to they're trying to basically mute him. They don't. That's how he feel. You know, he feel like it's bigger than just him and what he did. Now they don't want him to, you know, I guess make a touching song about, I guess, social issues or political issues or whatever is brewing within him, I reckon, to do. And we'll see. He can maybe write for someone. I don't know if they can deliver it the same way, but he can still write if somebody's willing to take his song.
Yeah, I think he's like a pariah in the entertainment world. Nobody wants to touch him.
Yeah, nobody wants to.
Nobody wants to touch him.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, as the old saying goes. And, I guess we're about to wrap it up here in a minute. We appreciate everybody joining, and I'm going to let Brother Mufasa and Queen Roger, y'all can take it away.
Okay. I don't know if Mufasa have anything to say, but I think he don't, so I'll just move on. I just like to thank everybody for tuning in with us. Once again, sorry about last week. There was a lot of things going on that we had to cancel, so we appreciate you guys for, tuning in with us this week and still supporting us and waiting on us. And like always, like we always say, you know, if you have any show topic ideas, you know, send us an email. Send us an email. We give out our email every week. At collectivemindsyahoo.com. Any ideas, you know, we love to, you know, discuss different things. Otherwise, we just look forward to talking with you every Sunday. Please continue to support us. We truly appreciate you guys for supporting us and listening with us every Sunday. You can find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, Twitter. See you next week. Peace.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers. Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
We talking like we walking. Collective mind.
Out, guys.
Collective mind.
What they thought.